morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the service this morning. It's good to see you all here on the last day of August. 31st. I'm correct, aren't I? It's good. So beginning of September next week, one more week until school starts. Excited? No. Yeah. Yes? No? Not sure. Okay, over to you. A question for you to discuss among yourselves quickly. What has been your focus this past week? What has taken up your time? What things have you been thinking about? What has been the main thing that has been going on or has been in your mind or has been buzzing around? Discuss. Okay. So you've been mulling that over and thinking through that. So a lot of things which take up our attention, a lot of things which we get involved in, and a lot of things which we focus on. In the Bible, in the letter to the Colossians, it says this: "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Set your minds on Christ. Doesn't mean we don't think about all these things which go on in our lives, but we bring Christ into this and we bring all of this before him and bring his input into it too. We're going to sing our first hymn, which is "For the Beauty of the Earth," thanking God for all the things that are around us, all the things that we have, and bringing them before him this morning. So let's stand together to sing this first hymn. There is a game that I would like to play. Would that be all right with everyone? I know you don't really like games in this. It's the yes-no game. I don't know whether you know this. It's basically where you get asked lots of questions and you have to answer them without saying yes or no. Simple. Did you find... Who found that easy?
Yes.
Who found it very difficult? I saw a lot of people going... Or possibly... Although a few people going, yes. Oh. See, it's very difficult, isn't it? Because yes and no are things we say a lot. In fact, yes is something we find very easy to say, especially when we're asked if we can do things, or if we can help with something, or if we can get involved in something. It's very hard to say no. And we say yes to an awful lot of things, and maybe sometimes we say yes to too many things. We're going to watch a short DVD this morning. It's a Numa DVD. We've watched a few of these. So sit back, make yourselves comfortable, and listen to what is said. So as we enter this first week of September, and a new school year, if you like, begins. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, as the Bible says, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, the one who, for the joy that was set before him, entered and endured the cross. Let us fix our eyes on him this week, so that we can say yes to him and no to many other things. And I pray that God will bless us and keep us and walk with us. Amen. Please do be seated. Please do stay for tea, coffee, biscuits? Yeah. Oh, dull biscuits. No, exciting biscuits. Oh, speak to David for the exciting. Anyway, I digress again.